Amy Lewis took over the Lockport Road facility a year and a half ago following a scathing report detailing mismanagement and poor conditions in January of 2012. Since then, Lewis has led the shelter's turnaround and its transition into a no-kill facility. But she says a seasonal spike, along with a contractual obligation to act as municipal dog control for much of the county, has led to an influx of animals.
Traditionally, that's something that's provided by the actual cities and towns in the area, but that's being provided by the Niagara County SPCA, and we also act as a holding facility. So most of the stray dogs that come from Niagara County are coming to our shelter.
Lewis says the number of euthanasias at the facility is down nearly 99% from 2 years ago, but the no-kill policy, along with a drop in the number of adoptions, has left the shelter, quote, bursting at the seams.
We have 74 permanent dog kennels in our facility. All 74 of those cages are full, and then we have an additional three temporary pens set up for dogs. Cats, we have 105 permanent cages. All 105 of those cages are filled.
Lewis says in order for the shelter to maintain its no-kill mission, more people need to provide homes for the many unwanted and stray animals. To help achieve that goal, adoption fees are being waived for the next 2 weeks. Omar Fitou, WBFO News.